This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. I'm going to play part of the Dr. Michael Gidon bombshell interview that was only seen by 10,000 people or so when he did an interview a few days ago, but needs to get millions of views. The full interview is being posted at band.video. And we're going to go with the headline from the news article about it. Former Pfizer VP declares COVID vaccines are toxic by design. They're weapons to reduce population. Or just say depopulation weapon. Former Pfizer VP declares COVID vaccines, quote, toxic by design, bioweapon for depopulation. And we're going to put the full hour and a half out at Band.Video. Video needs to go mega viral. We'll play a few minutes of it coming up. We're also doing like a 10-minute boil down. And we'll play a little bit of coming up next segment. But I wanted to raise this next big article that just went up on Infowars.com. I mean, these people are just absolutely transparent. Get ready for this. Moderna CEO, it's on Infowars.com. Moderna CEO announces new mRNA shot to treat heart failure patients. So they give four times the amount that's in a Pfizer shot of the exact same thing. We know most of the heart attacks and things are from their shot. And now they're going to capitalize on the heart attacks with a new mRNA. What do you make of that, Dr. Marble?
Man, they have some big balls, don't they? The nerve of these people. You know, gene therapy is eugenics. These shots are eugenics. Eugenics is illegal. It's a crime. It's a war crime. Period. These people need to all be arrested. I can't believe they haven't been arrested yet. It's nuts.
I agree. Continue.
Well, you know, these shots cause all the harm to the heart. They go into your body. We found that the lipid nanoparticles disperse throughout your entire body. They lied and claimed it stayed at the site. They literally turn you into a genetically modified organism, GMO, like that tomato at the store that's a GMO, also commonly known as a mutant. Okay. And, you know, I have Hacks GMO mutants calling me a pureblood because I don't want to be a Hacks GMO mutant. And, you know, we were all born this way. Unlike Lady Gaga, I was born this way. I was born of pure blood. Everybody was born of pure blood.
And more major studies show it is changing the DNA. Incredibly dangerous. And it passes on to generations.
Correct. And so the people that don't die from it, we're finding out a lot of them are turning out to be sterile. A lot of them are winding up with cancers, all sorts of crazy cancers, blood clots. Everybody knows about that.
Have you seen the new footage? Well, there's thousands of morgues and pathologists coming out and coroners, but where healthy young people, they're pulling out giant artificial blood clots that are not made out of blood. They're a synthetic protein.
Correct, and that's a byproduct of these poison shots. And you know, it's just crazy madness, mad science unleashed on the world all the way around. The mass die off is in progress. Don't take any more poison shots. Everybody needs to get on some type of medicine to prevent damage to the body from the spike protein poison.
I agree. Continue.
Well, we have to keep pushing this. Number one priority has to be stopping the shots, because when 7 million shots are going in arms every day and the mass poisoning continues every day, then everything else is kind of pointless. Everything around the world is going to continue to get worse. The economies are going to keep crashing. The gas prices and food prices are going to keep going up until after we stop the shots. That's how we turn this around and actually start making the world a better place, is getting rid of this poison, pulling it off the market globally.
Criminal investigations have begun, but you're right. We don't have time to wait while this is happening. I guess we demonstrate outside the places giving the shots. I guess we just all go speak at city council and state legislatures. We all just make more noise.
Correct. And that's the problem. The politicians, they're all bribed, part of the PC commie uniparty system. You know, they control both parties in America, clearly. They keep pushing this narrative that it's safe and effective. Meanwhile, this is the concentration camp, gas chamber, except they're using lethal injections in hospitals to kill everybody.
It is a death cult eugenics mad scientist group who all go to events and meetings for eugenics and culture depopulation, and they're the ones doing it. It's not even 2 + 2 = 4. It's just one. It's just like, what is a one? It's one. It's not even 2 + 2. It's there. They're doing it.
It's basically a murder-suicide cult, because they're murdering other people, and they're also taking the poison themselves, so they're committing murder and suicide at the same time.
I agree. A lot of them are taking it because a lot of them are dying, but there's no way Biden's taking it.
Well, certainly, like, look at Queen Elizabeth. She took it. She died. King Philip, he took it. He died. So they gave it to certain ones that they didn't want around anymore. apparently. Justin Bieber, he took it. He had a bad reaction. There's other celebrities that have taken it that didn't do so well. So, you know, it's, who's the, in the inside?
And then JoJo the Gorilla killed him.
Exactly.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and T-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
KLON, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I noticed advisors to the UK government lying on directly on television. And first it was just kind of fascinating, but through the spring and into the summer of 2020, I became first alarmed and then later in the year frightened, and I still remain frightened. How could it possibly be that Germany, Italy, the United States, Iceland, Scandinavian countries have all got the same bunch of wrong information all at the same time? And I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, there's only one way that can happen, and that's if they all agree to do it beforehand. The evidence of a supranational plan is the discarding of simple, well-established pandemic preparedness plans and replacing them with this bunch of lies. And it turns out that it's not a particularly lethal virus. If it exists at all, it's about the same as a bad seasonal influenza. But in Sweden and Germany, I looked at the public record, not one healthy child has died as a consequence of being infected by this virus. Not one. I think the ultimate aim is control. And we will come onto this. The control mechanism that we can see being installed all around us are the so-called vaccine passports. A certificate first on paper and eventually a QR code on your phone that tells anyone who needs to know that you have received the requisite number of doses of these materials. It'll be the end of cash and of any privacy of any transaction. They've lied to you with the objective of both frightening you and I think also learning from financially experienced people. The other objective was to begin to destroy the economy and the sovereign currencies. And I think that's a continuing objective. So the design of them, I would say it was toxic by design. It was always going to harm people. And I'm absolutely certain about this as a pharmacologist and a toxicologist, is by choosing this design, the range of outcomes is probably 1,000 times worse than it would be for a conventional vaccine, because, you know, the actual amount of protein produced will vary by orders of magnitude more. It will. But I'm really quite concerned that there's a serious intent to kill a very large proportion of the population of the world. Again, I hope I'm wrong. They certainly set the scene where a bad actor could introduce a gene sequence that will rob you of your health and kill you, in a fairly predictable way at a fairly predictable rate. So please, I'm begging of you, whatever your neighbours say or your school teacher or your government's advisor, I'm afraid they're lying or mistaken. You must not vaccinate your children. If this was a public health measure, we would only administer these vaccines to people who could benefit most from it, so the people who are most likely to get ill and die. And that would exclude healthy young people. It would certainly exclude children. It would definitely exclude pregnant women. And here's the other thing. It would definitely exclude anyone who's had the virus and recovered. Let's look at the thing that's most comparable. So she looked at all the injected products against influenza. And it turns out, as you can see, it's decades of data, and it's about 22,000-23,000 lots, manufacturing lots. And if you look to the right, the COVID mRNA vaccines, five lines down, similar number, 25,000. So they're similar numbers of lots. But if you look at the serious adverse events, you can see like a five-fold difference there from 9,000 to 47,000. And in terms of deaths, I think that's like eight times worse. So something very peculiar is happening. I mean, what I've just told you, you may not appreciate the significance of it. It's not the same stuff. So if you thought it was the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine that was used in the clinical trials, some of the batches contain something different. I want to show you what we think is a normal, well-manufactured, consistent, high-quality product looks like in the real world when you give it to, you know, millions of people over the time. So now that's with that established, and the baseline is around 4, and the highest value was 37. Corbin, if you could show us the next slide. I think it is the next slide, yes. So this, by now, should start to take your breath away. Look how many batches of COVID products are worse than that. So a number of things I want to point out here. One is the extreme level of side effects that we're seeing. Orders of magnitude, I would say just the rolling average here is looking like, I don't know, between 100 and 200 instead of 4. That these are really toxic products. They really are toxic. These are people who've suffered and some of whom have died. But as you cast your eye across the, you know, across the axis at the bottom, you can see that some of the numbers there are associated with very small numbers. They're so small that you can't see it registering on the thickness of the x-axis marked, y-axis marked zero. And yet close to it, there are a whole bunch of batches that have got, you know, 400, 600 serious adverse events per lot. And they're roughly the same size. That
all right, folks,
is not the same problem.
This is Dr. Michael Yeadon is the most premier, most senior scientist, former head of Pfizer's entire vaccine science division, vice president of the company, even bigger than Robert Malone, and he is going all the way. He's the most hardcore for the most senior people. We have Air Force offensive lineman 21 dies after experiencing a medical emergency on his way to class. It's happening everywhere. Royce White is a former kick-ass member of the NBA, who's even more kick-ass as he exposed the Uyghur slavery before anybody else was at a prominent level. He's now an MMA fighter and, of course, a syndicated talk show host and routinely joins us. He's about to be taking over, but he'd like us to stay with him because at least one more segment because I want to get his take on the dam breaking and all this coming out and then them trying to suppress whether the NFL player that collapsed with the heart attacks had taken the shot or not. And that's Royce White, RoyceWhite.substack.com, RoyceWhite.us, and on Twitter at Highway_30. Royce, you're here with Ben Marble, my friend. I know you got other topics to cover, but what do you make of what's happening with all these professional athletes and the fact that the dam's breaking?
Well, I think it's scary to say the least. I mean, I think, you know, anytime you see a number of young, otherwise healthy and fit athletes either dropping dead or fainting from what you can't say is anything other than medical emergencies, which usually stem from cardiovascular failure or other organ failures. It's a scary time, and it's something that I don't think shocks the people of this audience, but it's certainly shocking those who have been tuned into the mainstream media for the last 60 years.
Do you agree with me that it's gone beyond the tipping point? I mean, this is people are pissed now.
Well, we'll see. You know, I always caution that the referendum on this government, on tyranny, on the medical industrial complex is on us. We the people, especially here in America. In other places in the world may be different. But here in America, the people of this country have a choice as to whether we hold these people to account. And we'll see. You know, the dopamine has gotten really good out there. I'll say that. And the more and more people see the outcomes and the death rise from their corruption, we'll see a sea change. It may take some time, but it'll happen exactly when it needs to happen.
I would like to jump in and say one thing real quick, because this is important. Could be life saving. If you're a professional athlete or a college athlete or any athlete that took these shots, the first thing you need to do is stop playing sports. And I know you don't want to hear that, because if you don't, you may die suddenly. The second thing you need to do is don't go to a fake doctor poison pusher. Find a real doctor who understands what is causing this damage. You can find those doctors, the free doctors at myfreedoctor.com. We're also working with TWC.health. Their doctors understand that these shots are causing damage as well. We're all working together building this parallel system because we know the current system is broken.
And I'm not a medical doctor like you. When we come back, let's explain. I've read the studies. When you're in a hyper athlete, like a basketball or a sprinter or the NFL, when you've got lesions you don't know from heart damage, next time you go 110%, that's what kills you.
Correct.
Explain that when we come back. We'll be right back. This is very important.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Marble is not a sponsor. He gives away his services for free. A lot of folks do it for free. They make donations. MyFreeDaughter.com. He's helped hundreds of people I personally know. He should hopefully become a sponsor. It's not that much money for him. He just passes it on to everybody. But people should go to MyFreeDaughter.com. Are folks able to stockpile ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine with you ahead of time? Can you give people prescriptions before they're sick?
Sure, absolutely. We prescribe meds on hand, prescriptions for people before they get sick. There's basically four main things we'll treat. Acute COVID, if you're exposed to COVID and worried about getting it, get meds on hand. If you have long COVID or if you have vaccine injury, we also can handle any telemedicine appropriate things like a rash or an ear infection or a yeast infection or a urinary tract infection. Minor health problems that are appropriate for telemedicine, we can handle those all 50 states.
All right, and you also are working with Dr. Artis on this amazing product. It's got all the things they need for their immune system ahead of time. That's covitamins. It's a combination of COVID and vitamins. How do you pronounce it?
Covitamins is how I pronounce it. I took the word vitamin and changed the T to a D and put co at
the end. And we'll put it on screen for people so they can write that down.
MyCovitamins.com. We wanted to give people the biggest bang for their buck. We put five products together into one pill, which is zinc, betaine anhydrous, N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, and then, of course, I'm going to forget one of them. What's the fifth one? Zinc, selenium, N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, betaine anhydrous.
All right, and we've got Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off right now, despite the fact it's going to sell out, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody for your support. We're funded by you, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Royce White, we're going to take over here, my friend. Here in just a few minutes, I'm going to throw the baton to you, but I agree with you that people aren't fully ready to take action yet, but man, a lot of folks aren't well known. I'm well known, so I'm on the street and I go all over the country. And man, despite all the demonization, I get 99% love now. I mean, I'll be in a restaurant with 20 people and 16 of them go over and shake my hand. I'll be on an airplane and half of them do it. You've been out with me. When people know Alex Jones, you think I'm getting all this hate, I'm getting all this love. So they all feel compartmentalized and feel like they're all alone. Like, how is it? How are you handling it? I wish people were awake. And I'm like, I'm sitting here in a restaurant and more than half the restaurant just came over. People are buying my dinner. It's ridiculous.
Part of the great big lie is they want everybody to think that that's what's happening when in reality it's not. People love you everywhere you go.
And yeah, it's not about Alex Jones. I'm just well known, so I'm a litmus test, Royce, of how awake people are. But I notice some areas are totally awake, some areas they're totally asleep. Where do you see this going?
Well, my problem and my biggest concern is that the establishment, like Dr. Marble has said, has done well to create the perception of a manufactured consent. And this is one of the great problems with this indoctrination of democracy that we have, especially when you have a corrupt democracy and then you have a democratized media industrial complex. They create this false perception of a unified theory of the people. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I think the vaccine is a great example of that. You know, they position the narrative of the vaccine initially that it would be, you know, you were silly, you were crazy, you were unethical, you were a danger to the community, to your family, if you didn't choose to get vaccinated. But they weren't willing to say the quiet part out loud. And the quiet part out loud was, you black people, you're unethical, you're stupid, you're a danger to your community, because they were one of the groups that was most hesitant to get the vaccine. Now it seems that they had a good intuition in that regard. And also people with PhDs. Now the people with PhDs sort of hid in the weeds with their hesitancy. So we got some work to do there. There are people out there who know, who have seen behind the veil, who are credentialized, who understand the level of corruption, and they still sit in too much concern about their own individual position.
That's right. They should be more concerned about this new world order taking place. And you're absolutely right. The statistics and numbers showed black people were the number one group scared to take it. And then the super highly educated in the medical field are the highest group that were hesitant because they knew the facts.
Absolutely.
Black folks because they'd had secret experimentation done on them before, and the medical workers and scientists because they know how to read the literature.
Correct. And, you know, these are racially specific, cause, so it's interesting that you brought that up. They do selectively target dark-skinned people are more likely to die from these shots, as are Americans. Who does it spare typically? The Chinese and Jewish people are they're less likely to die from these shots. So there's a racial specificity to this, which is also further proof of evil intent.
Talk more about that, because I've seen those numbers.
Jason McClellan is the inventor of the spike protein. He needs to be dragged in front of Congress and interrogated and asked questions about, you know, about the racial specificity. He's the guy who knows all the high-level science on that and why it's more specific. Back to what you were talking about earlier with athletes. You know, in athletes, they have more muscle mass than the average person. We know these shots target the heart. The spike protein makes its way to the heart. So when it's like revving a car engine up. When you rev that engine up too high, the spike proteins are there setting up clot formation. Suddenly a clot forms or they go into an arrhythmia and then they drop suddenly on the field. That's what's happening. That's why it's so I said this 6 months ago. The athletes are the canary in the coal mine on these shots being poisonous. And we've seen enough examples of that. Thousands of athletes all over the world dropping. We have to stop these shots. You know, we know these shots are poison. So it's inevitable that all politicians sooner or later, they're going to have to say stop the shots. So this is where I would say that whomever between Trump and DeSantis, whichever one of them says stop the shot first, that's going to be the next president.
And DeSantis knows that.
I believe he does.
But also I read, I'm not a doctor, medical doctor like you, that if you've already been damaged with myocarditis and lesions and problems in the heart, that the next time you try to go full power like you did before, that causes the heart to seize up.
Correct. The heart's already weakened, and then you're going to stress it when it's already – it's like taking a stress test when you already have a heart problem, and then you fail the stress test. They're failing the stress test live on the field in front of all the cameras and the people is what's happening.
Royce White, you've got a lot of colleagues as a former NBA player. What are you hearing? Because, you know, there's a lot of people speaking out from the NBA, NFL, soccer teams, you name it. But what are you hearing from your former colleagues?
Radio silence. It's not being talked about in the athlete community as far as I'm concerned. I'm not getting calls or questions about it. Many of us in the athlete community have been trained, we've been conditioned, we've been brainwashed to keep our skepticism of the establishment quiet and to avoid any friction with the powers that be under the threat of being ostracized. And many of these athletes don't want to sacrifice a lifelong profession or craft that they built in gyms, on fields, and places far away from the gaze of an audience or the shiny bright lights of television. They don't want to risk that. And I understand it. But at some point, our athletes, just like our PhDs and everybody else, are going to have to wake up and take a stand about what's right and what's wrong.
You know, the athletes, the NFL Players Association, they sued the NFL over concussions a few years back and won. They need to sue the NFL over these shots. They're poison. I would encourage the NFL Players Association to get in touch with some real doctors. Get in touch with Dr. McCullough, America's cardiologist. The NFL players, they need real
doctors. Well, we now have the CDC admitting massive increase in death and cardiac events. I mean, that came out yesterday. Folks, the players have got the smoking gun, Royce.
Absolutely. And, you know, Doc is right that it's the canary in the coal mine, because what we see in young athletes, and even you talk about resting heart rate, you know, athletes have a much more efficient heart. Mm-hmm. And we have under normal circumstances, and, you know, even myself, I didn't take the vaccine, but my resting heart rate is any day somewhere in, you know, high 48s to low 50s. So under normal circumstances, we have very efficient hearts. So to see this increase in cardiac events in young athletes speaks to something. I mean, and you know, you could, what is it? I mean, we to the fact that we're not even the shots, asking the question.
I'll tell you what it is. The shots cause myocarditis and pericarditis. It's been proven already that the shots cause that, and myocarditis and pericarditis can cause fatal arrhythmias, VFib.
All right, Dr. Marble, great job. Royce White, great job. Royce White takes over. Then Owen Schroyer in 30 minutes, the War Room. Thank you, Royce White. He takes over right now. Thought about you, tune in, folks.
Thanks, Royce.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. As your guest host, Royce White, I'm here for the remainder of the hour live from the Belly of the Beast here in Minneapolis. I want to say thank you to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to guest host this most epic platform at this most historic time, this vital, pivotal time in American history. And today I wanted to start off by saying this. Politics is downstream from culture. Culture is downstream from the human will. And the human will is downstream from God. We better get comfortable with this very quick. We better find our way back to faith, to metaphysical philosophy, to some type of understanding of a world beyond the physical. Because in the physical world, we are outgunned. We are outmatched. We have let too much time pass. We are at the bottom of a hill, and an avalanche is descending upon us. And it'll take a miracle. Now, we can win, right? The Bible tells us the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains, and we need that type of faith right now more than ever. And I want to also talk about or mention an idea that I've been flirting with over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months, and it's the prophecy or the revelation of the apocalypse and the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I think you could make the argument that we're living in it today, that we are in the revelation right now, and that these horsemen, these four horsemen are ideological. And they're not physical horsemen. They're ideological, which would map onto the story, the metaphysics of the Bible and the prophecy within it. And I want to lay out those four horsemen. And it started with secularism. And see, these things, the time horizon of metaphysics is much different than human beings can understand or grasp. Most human beings can understand or grasp. But let's go back to the Enlightenment. What came out of the Enlightenment? What was the linchpin of the Enlightenment? What was the driving force of the Enlightenment? It was secularism, the scientific method. There are four heresies of the West. There are four main heresies of the West: the scientific method, democracy, computer technology, and artificial intelligence will be the last. But this maps on to these four horsemen. And back then, secularism was the prevailing ideology that drove the scientific method, that drove the Enlightenment. Then you had liberalism. Liberalism grew out of secularism. It grew out of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment period. And what do we see from the neoliberals? What do we see from the neocons? What do we see from the ideological psyop that is and always has been liberalism? War. War. We find war. Where we find liberalism, we find war. We find chaos. We find conflict, a proliferation of conflict. So liberalism was the war horse. And then came communism, because in a war machine, you lose that individual sovereignty. You lose that individual citizenship, that individual right, and you give way to a communist authoritarian state. And we've seen that in our country. It's happening now. It's underway. It actually, could argue it's been happening for a while now. But we've seen that around the world, that countries that give over to the sort of liberal ethos eventually get afraid of their government, that they let have too much control while they get high and jerk off, and they give their citizenship and rights over to a communist authoritarian state. What does the communist authoritarian state produce? The Great Famine. There's your famine horse. And finally, last but not least, you have globalism. What is globalism? It's the conquest, the horse of conquest, where you take communism and socialism and you expand them, you blow them out to the global scale. And we're living in that now. We're living in the time period of conquest, of a globalist conquest. And the question remains, when will people say enough is enough? And you have your fighters out there. Don't get me wrong. You got Alex Jones. You got Steve Bannon. You got Dr. Robert Malone. You got Dr. Pierre Corey. You got your Kyrie Irvings. You got your Kanye West. You got, go on down the line. And whether you agree with everything any of those people say or not is irrelevant. But what you have in those people that is distinct, that is noticeable, quite noticeable against the wide body of people, is that they're willing to ask the question. I mean, are we even willing to ask the question of what has happened to our citizenship? What have we have allowed our government to do? What we've allowed the institutions and establishment to become? Have we even started to ask the question? And the answer is quite clear. No. No, we haven't asked the proper question. No, no. We have an intuition. And I think that intuition is widespread. I think the emergence of Facebook and other big tech platforms, the internet in general, stems from an intuition to know more. We as humans are a curious being. We want to know more. Knowledge is something that we yearn deeply at a metaphysical level. And so, the proliferation of the internet, even, you could say, stems from our desire to know more and to know that there was more out there that wasn't being shared with us. And it's part of the reason why the establishment is having the trouble they're having now. But they're arrogant. They're arrogant. You know, their ambition knows no bounds. And they believe they could give you all the information you need right at your fingertips and still keep you distracted enough not to put the pieces together. That's why they're going after Alex Jones. That's why they've singled out the dissidents that they've singled out and tried to censor them and tried to silence them. In some cases, tried to prosecute and jail them. In many cases, they have killed them in the past. And we can go back through the history. I mean, let's go back through the history. Saddam, Gaddafi, Sadat, JFK, Martin Luther King, Fred Hampton. You know, the list goes on and on and on of people. Eisenhower, right? There are people that have tried to warn us, and the high was too good. The high had gotten too good, and it's gotten better than ever. And our young people are really subject to an advanced high, an advancement in distraction. I look at my own peer group, people who are my age and a little bit younger, and I think about what their day consists of, what things they're thinking about in the day. I mean, what forms their ideology? And a lot of times people will, you know, hear me speak and things and they go, wow, you're really intelligent or you're really smart. You don't know. I'm actually not. I mean, I can't hold a candlestick to Alex Jones from an IQ standpoint. Probably the guy's an encyclopedia of information. He can recall documents at a moment's notice from 20 years ago. I don't have that kind of memory capacity. I really just speak from the heart. But the reason why my peers believe that is because they've been brainwashed to think that their intellect, that their intelligence is no longer useful, that everything that they need to know, everything they need to do is right there for them, done, completed already, whether it's from the iPhone or the Internet or it's some Zodiac, philosophy that some punk kid in some college dorm writes as a part-time job in the you know, candlelight hours. These are my generation. And this is a call and a referendum on the boomers as well, because you raised us. My generation is getting their philosophy, their ideology, their worldview from two places: memes and Zodiacs. And you could also throw in the Judeo-Buddhist, which it's all the same thing, right? I mean, the people running the Judeo, the Yuval Noah Hararis of the world are running the prevailing ideology of my generation. And these people are as dangerous as you could possibly imagine. But they speak with the monotone, monocultural, monoethical sort of, friendliness, amenability. And they get everybody's guard down and they talk about some great future where you won't have many worries. And what they mean is you won't have many worries because you'll be dead in the future. They want you won't be there. And the vaccines are an example of that. The preponderance of scientific corruption at large, writ large, is an example of that. The desired impetus to go into a nuclear war, spark a nuclear war with Russia, is an example of that. The corruption of currency is an example of that. The willingness to starve people in Africa who depend on the wheat in the Ukraine is an example of that. We're going to continue to talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm your guest host, Royce White. You're watching InfoWars.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Royce White, your guest host for the remainder of the hour. We are closing the hour with this segment, and I am very, very thankful to be able to share and talk to this audience. The InfoWars audience is, in my opinion, the most spiritually live audience in all of the world. These are the people, you all are the people who have stood strong against all of the criticism, all of the mainstream media narratives and garbage for many, many years. And I'm just happy and honored to be able to share some time and be able to speak to you on this platform. Thank you to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to do so. We're coming to a flashpoint. We're in a flashpoint. Actually, when the lockdowns were first instituted, that was the flashpoint. We should have never allowed that. We should have never allowed them to mandate us to stay in our homes. And the dangerous part with that is, you know, they're working on weapons that are much more biological weapons that are much more dangerous than the COVID-19 strain that is out there now. And it's going to be very difficult in the future for us to be able to decipher between COVID as it is today and any mutation of COVID that comes down the line. And that's a scary thought. That's a scary consideration. We will be able to tell by the increase of death. That'll for sure be a strong indicator. But in all actuality, with as much as people accept the narrative at the widest level, I'm not sure that an increase in death will even signal that this was mutated or genetically modified to a higher level, despite the fact that they come right out and tell you that they're working on more dangerous strains of COVID as we speak. We saw it in Boston. We saw it in other places around the world who got the death rate or the mortality rate of the infection of the virus up to somewhere around 80%. I mean, that is a global killer. Why are we allowing them to do this? Why are we allowing our institutions and establishments to plan, prepare to kill us in this way? I'm not quite sure. I don't know why. Maybe it's a self-hatred. Maybe it's a self-doubt. Maybe it's a lack of feeling any type of empowerment or individual sovereignty. And that really is the key here. We have no sovereignty. We have lost our sovereignty. We've lost our sovereignty of citizenship. And I always think back to the George Floyd situation in these moments, because there was a very stark, distinct split around the George Floyd situation, in which I participated and led a countless number of protests and public demonstrations to the Federal Reserve and other corporate institutions. And I tried to stress to the community, this has nothing to do with George Floyd or the police. This has nothing to do with race. This has to do with the value of citizenship, the prerequisites of citizenship, what it means to be an American citizen. And I referenced the Bible. You know, in the Bible, he asks, am I a Roman citizen? Are you allowed to bind and beat a Roman citizen who has not yet stood trial? I mean, even in the times of the Roman Empire, they understood the value of citizenship and what it meant to be a citizen. And right here, I want to merge how globalism is actually a predicate for the isolation of individuals, and then the predation on those isolated individuals. Globalism has been marketed as this all-encompassing, you know, all positive connection between citizens from here to Beijing. And in this new global network, in this new global connection, you'll find an individual power that you couldn't otherwise, a power that you could never dream of. And we've seen the exact opposite happen. We are further isolated. We are further disempowered. We are more depressed and anxious than ever. We have more drug addiction than ever. We have more reliance on government and institutions than ever. It did empower the individual. It didn't empower the individual at all. It empowered the elite. It disproportionately empowered the institution. And it made us doubtful. It made us doubtful at an all-time high. We are doubtful that we can survive without the institution. And this is the linchpin of the argument for, let's say, states' rights or individual rights or the size of the federal government. And to all of my fellow black people out there or minorities who have been brainwashed into this minority narrative, they are using you. They're using you. They're using you to say the only way you can survive in the modern world is if we expand the federal government to the widest limits possible. That's the only way you can live. That's the only way you can survive. That's the only way you can feed your family. That's the only way you can have access to the market, to the economy. That's the only way that you can stave off white supremacy. It's all a lie. It was all a ploy to make you a ward of the state, and a ward of the state here in America first, but then a global state. When they market or promote global citizenship, where in it does it say that you'll have more economic vitality or ownership in your own personal life? It doesn't. It says the exact opposite. It says that line cities in Saudi Arabia, which the Saudis are definitely anti-Muslims to the max, it says you'll live in a line city, and the line city will be subsidized by some global climate initiative. You know, some World Bank Global Climate Fund will be what pays for your 8x8 micro apartment. Right? There's no future with these people that says that you're going to have a more empowered life, a more empowered existence. And what would make you sign up for that? You got to look within. This is where the Bible becomes more prophetic than you could possibly imagine. You have to look within to see the value of yourself. You have to love yourself. That's the story of God in Christ, is about love. grace. But you can't even know that grace if you don't love yourself, if you don't find yourself important. You're going to let them stick you in a line city and some line city in the middle of the desert where you couldn't actually get out and walk in one direction or the other and survive on your own. Because, you know, you won't have any resources. Everything will be rationed. You people don't understand how communism works. And I watch it every day, and I'm from the community. I'm from the slums of the community. I'm from the slum of the community, of the black community. And I understand that they are using us to push this global initiative. And for the rest of you, for the counter movement that stays in the background and points the finger and goes, ah, those black people in Philadelphia and Atlanta are the reason why the globalists are winning. They're the reason why the D.C. swamp creatures are winning. Hold your horses. No, it's not why. That's not why. It's because the counter movement, the conservative movement, like we saw with the House speakership, has been the outer bastion of New World Order and globalism for a long time, since the 1950s, since the 1960s. Who was Richard Nixon? Richard Nixon was Kissinger's water boy. He was Kissinger's puppet. Who is Kissinger? You think Kissinger is a conservative? If you think Kissinger is a Republican or a conservative, you're out of your mind. He is 100% omnisexual, metropolitan, world-traveling globalist. This is who these people were. This is who these people are. And they're still running the show. They've been running the show since then. And everything that's coming to fruition is their pipe dream. This was their vision of the world. Exactly what we have now, a wide body populace of people around the world that have been convinced that the only way to move forward in the world is to opt into this plan. And I stress to my fellow American citizens and conservatives of Christians, understand the fight about borders. Borders are not just some political construct. They're not just some political mechanism. They're not a way to divide people along geographical lines. Borders are much, much more important than that. Existentially, metaphysically, borders have a deep, deep spiritual necessity. Borders place a proper boundary on man's unfettered ambitions. Man's unfettered ambitions lead to sin. They lead to ego and vanity and greed and all of the other things that bring human beings down individually and communally. We need our borders. We need our borders, but we have to get right about what that means. That means we can't send endless amounts of money to the Ukraine. We can't be a China-dependent economy. We can't be a crown. We can't be a political body that is dependent on the foreign policy of the crown. We can't be defending Taiwan, for example. All of these things have to be restructured in our mind so that we can actually go forward as citizens and defend the value of our citizenship the best way possible. Please, please continue to support Alex Jones and InfoWars. If it wasn't for Alex Jones and the other dissidents, you wouldn't know who I was, because the mainstream establishment would have made sure that you thought I was a crazy kid in the NBA who just refused to fly. It's not true. Please continue to support InfoWars and Alex Jones. Godspeed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.